This is Bible School Radio, KDKR, Decatur, Dallas, Fort Worth, and KYJC Commerce, online at kdkr.org. Portions of KDKR programming do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or staff.
Prudent Money with Bob Brooks is sponsored by the Prudent Money Foundation on 91.3.
Well, is your retirement savings taking a hit during this time of inflation? Today we're going to take a look. Stay tuned for Prudent Money. Good afternoon. This is Bob Brooks, and you are listening to the Prudent Money Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining me today. You know I do appreciate it. Listen, if you have a question, I've got a couple of resources for you. I want to invite you to go to the website, www.prudentmoney.com. Once you are at the website, there are two ways to get information. The first one is obviously through the Ask Bob section. You always hear me talking about that. And that is for the email or the question that just is, we can just, you know, trade a couple of emails and get you taken care of. If you have a little bit more of an involved situation, a little bit more moving parts, if you will, then it's probably going to take a little bit more than what we can do in an email. You're welcome to look at my calendar, which is there on that page, and schedule some time with me, and we can have a phone call and get you squared away. Now, there's no cost, there's no obligation, no strings. It's just a way for me to offer my help and make sure that you've got resources in a time where I do believe that there's very limited resources, much less resources without an agenda. So prudentmoney.com is where you can go, and you can get your information there at prudentmoney.com. So today we're going to talk about a couple of surveys. And we do this quite often. And the question that comes up is, why do we look at and discuss surveys? You know, first of all, most surveys are a small sample size. So I've always kind of, in the back of my mind, thought 1,200 people surveyed, and that's supposed to dictate how I feel, or that's supposed to give me a general trend of what's happening. Plus, how many people just tend to embellish the truth a bit? And, you know, various reasons people do that. We're going to talk a little bit about that today. But I believe that these surveys are important because it gives us an opportunity to talk about the results, talk about what could be going on, and most important, maybe this will speak to you and you can figure out a better way to approach your financial problem. I mean, you're going to be listening. You're going to be, you come to the conclusion, well, you know, something like this, something rings true about this. And maybe this speaks to you. I was talking to somebody the other day, and we were really just having a great conversation just about life and about everything that's going on. And he asked what I thought about it, something, and I told him, and he got this smile on his face. He said, you know, someone else told me, in fact, a couple of people have said just about the same thing that you have said, but it's either the way you said it or what you added to whatever maybe is new really struck home with me. And I think that's what's important about these surveys, is that it allows us to have a conversation. And maybe, you know, it'll help out. At least that's what I hope. This particular survey is talking basically about how people are coping today. And you don't hear the word prospering. In fact, most of these surveys, what's pretty interesting to me, is very, very different than the all smiles in Washington as the politicians pretend that nothing is going wrong. They look to the employment situation. They say, hey, you know, employment looks great. The economy looks crazy. What could be wrong? Stock market's up. It's going crazy. And everything's good. But that is not what these surveys tell us. These surveys show a consumer who is struggling. This particular one is by Allianz Life. And they're studying the ongoing inflation and how it's hampering Americans' ability to prepare for their financial future. And then there's a section of it, they always kind of leave something positive, and they say, but, you know, we want to be optimistic because there is inflation is going to subside. And, you know, when I always hear that the environment's going to change, the first thing that comes to my mind is if you want to be optimistic that you can figure out a better way to handle things. Not that the environment has to change. You change the environment, not the environment has to change. Because this could be a great opportunity, because just maybe, God wants you to learn something. And He's using this opportunity to really teach you what He wants you to know. And a lot of times, we don't get that communication from God. We don't listen when everything's just going great. We tend to, you know, human nature, we tend to pay a little bit more attention when things aren't going like they want to be going. And I always say, you know, people will ask me the question, you know, where do you get your content? And a lot of my content really does, to me, come from what God wants me to talk about. And what I find as I talk about it, I find what I'm talking about, I need to hear. And I need to focus on, and there's some things in my life I need to change. I always say, I'm speaking to myself probably more than I'm speaking to you. So this is all about retaining control as God would have it. And of course, the greatest way to retain control is to give it up. And this is the one thing that I want to make sure that you get as we talk through some of this, is that God wants to be included in this process. This is really about stewardship. And there's a lot to be learned. And there's a lot that God wants for us to learn and wants to teach us. So let's talk a little bit about inflation. First of all, you know, my take on inflation, and we started talking about this maybe even a year ago, is that, I mean, you know, it's great that the government-based numbers, and you know how I feel about government-based numbers, are showing in that inflation is on its way down. And even if you look at government numbers, you'll see that it's really not coming down that much. I mean, I'll say this. What it shows is that inflation has peaked. And barring some crazy situation, I have a lot of conversations during the day. I was talking to someone else, and they were asking my opinion on what I thought about inflation, about a lot of different things. And I said, you know, this is the first time in 32 years that I don't really have a hardcore opinion about where we're headed. Because I could come up with just so many scenarios, and I don't feel like I've got enough data. I don't feel like I've seen enough. I've heard enough. And I'm hoping that changes. It's starting to change a little bit. I'm starting to get a feel for what I think is happening. But one thing I do know, or I feel very strongly about, is that inflation is not, and this is the problem, is that inflation is not so much going to start dropping like a rock. It's leveling out, and it's consistent. And it's consistent to the point that the average American can handle it for a set amount of time. But boy, you start getting close to that time period and things are getting to where they're not bearable. I think that this particular survey speaks to this. But just like anything else, I'm going to give you some things to consider and some things to take away with this so that you can maybe make a positive change or shift in the way you're thinking, the way you're going, where you are, or you're going with your finances, that kind of thing. But once again, it really does come down to that we're not dropping, but we're sustaining. And that's where the problem is. So about 2 in 3, 67%, say that they are more concerned about paying bills than about their financial future. And it's really interesting when you start to look at your expenses, your monthly expenses. And you look at, of course, going out to eat is more, some would say it's not a luxury, but I would say it is a luxury. Going out to eat is definitely more expensive than it used to be. Car insurance, home insurance, more expensive than it used to be. Property taxes, way more expensive than it used to be. And some of the things that we just kind of take for granted have gone up in price. And it's kind of surprised you because you all of a sudden look at it. I know this was the way that it was for me with car insurance. Car insurance has really gone up. And you look at it as a whole, and that starts to take quite the bite out of your monthly financial situation. You know, let's face it, and you gotta remember this, that we have X amount of percent that, well, we'll get to that in just a second. Hey, this is Bob Brooks. We're up against a break. Stick around. I'll be right back. Hello, this is Bob Brooks. Proverbs 22:3 and Proverbs 27:12 are the exact same verse word for word. I call them the stewardship verses of risk. A prudent person foresees danger and takes precautions. The simpleton goes blindly on and suffers the consequences. On the Prudent Money Radio Show, we teach about risk, how to identify it, how to figure it out, and what to do about it. We believe that to be a prudent steward, you have to be a good risk manager. Listen to the Prudent Money Radio Show on Bible School Radio 91.3. Prudent Money, home of the modern day steward movement.
Repentance isn't a popular word, but Scripture teaches that without repentance, there is no salvation. So, what does real repentance look like? And how do we achieve this vital change of heart? I'm John Monroe, and Wednesday on The Verdict, we're continuing our new study in the Old Testament book of Jeremiah. Don't miss Wednesday on The Verdict.
The Verdict, weekday mornings at 10:30, here on Bible School Radio, KDKR.
The trend in modern philosophy is to reduce human beings to their primal urges and behaviors. But the Bible clearly sets people apart from the rest of creation. So what's so special about human beings? Well, Wednesday on Focal Point, Pastor Mike Fabares helps us recognize how every person reflects the majesty of God. Find out more Wednesday on Focal Point.
Focal Point, weekday mornings at 8:30, here on Bible School Radio, KDKR.
Welcome back. This is Bob Brooks, and you are listening to the Prudent Money Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining me today. You know I do appreciate it. As I said at the beginning of the program, and I'll say it at the beginning of the second segment today, a couple ways to get information if you have questions. You can go to the website. You can go through the Ask Bob section. If it takes a little bit more than a couple of emails, you can find a block of time, sign up for it on my website, and we'll have a conversation over the phone. And there's no strings, nothing that we expect of you. Just hope to get your question answered. So that's off the website, www.prudentmoney.com. We're talking about an Allianz, which is a big life insurance company, and their annual, basically I would say, how's the consumer doing? The one we've already read this, we'll read it again. Nearly 7 in 10, or 69%, said they say that they have not been able to contribute to their savings as much as due to ongoing inflation. At the same time, many Americans are dealing with rising prices, and you're not going to like this, by taking on debt. The majority of Americans say they have taken on more debt, 51%, because of inflation. Now think about that with me for just a second, because there's two types of people that I'm talking to. There's the group that, let me add a third. There's the group that is going to the credit card and taking money on credit to pay bills. And what, there's two things that's bad about that. First thing, you're not going to buy anything. You're paying to survive. And second, you're paying probably 21, 22, 23% interest rates. Now, I would say that paints the picture of the consumer with no good options. These types of statistics that say that the consumer is turning to debt because of inflation is not a good time in our country. But yet the percentages come out this way. I guess the second one is, it's tough to relate to this because you've never done this before. You've never taken out debt. It's a good thing that you've been able to avoid it. But the third one is, and this is what I want you to focus on. How can I be a part of group three? How can I be the person who got myself into this situation? And that can be for reasons of financial irresponsibility. It can also be because life happened. You ever had a health care bill that you didn't more than expecting and had to do the best you can to pay for it, or maybe you got laid off? These are really legit, serious things. Life happens. More than 2 in 5 Americans, 42%, another not so good statistic, say they have dipped into their retirement savings because of inflation. So 51% are taking out debt, 42% are going into their retirement plans. If it's through work, maybe they're borrowing money. Unless you're over 59 and a half, you can't move it. But your retirement plan in an IRA, you take money out, you're younger than 59 and a half, you pay a 10% penalty. And on top of that, you pay taxes. And you go to the well once, and you go second time, you go third time. A couple years later, you look at your retirement's almost gone. But it's the very last case scenario that you go to your retirement if you have to. And that's what people are doing now. They of course jump to the optimism aspect of this. Americans optimistic about inflation, and 37% say they feel good about the direction inflation is heading, which I don't really get that. I mean, granted, it's not as bad as it was, but it's not just incredible by any stretch. And that's up from 30% last quarter. What's more, fewer Americans expect inflation to get worse, while it's interesting, they didn't give us a specific percentage on that. I don't think it's going to get worse. That's my optimism for you. While 74% said they expect inflation to get worse. So 26%, I guess, are in the camp inflation won't get worse, and 74% said they think it will. But the bottom line is the general tone of the consumer base is it's going to get better. As I said, let's not wait on things to get better. Let's take control and make things better with your stewardship, with your life, with your finances. You don't need to wait for everybody else to get their act together. Go ahead, take the steps that you have to get now, and do what you got to do to get in good shape. Now, let's say that's group three, by the way. That's where you want to keep your focus on. Now, let's say that you imagine group three with me for a second. You've got all this behind you. You're in good shape. You're thankful. You're thanking God every day because, and you know how that is when God just blesses, always blesses us. And I think so many times we miss that. He's blessing us even when we think we're not being blessed. We're being blessed. We only knew how much blessing that God is giving us. And that's one of the things that I wasn't going to go there until a little bit later, but I want to go ahead and say right now, because I feel led to, is that, you know, I kind of go back to when, right, a couple years before the financial crisis, when personal debt levels were so high. Of course, they're nothing like they are today, but I had just one day a ton of questions come in, and they were all just about desperate situations. And I thought to myself, I wonder how much of these people have written in and poured out their souls and talked about what's going on with their life. How many are praying about this? How many are intentionally praying about this situation? And because here's the thing, I can give you practical advice all day long, and I can tell you the hard choices you got to make, but the big differences in your life aren't going to be made by something I tell you. They're going to be made by God opening a door. Now, that may be something that someone you listen to, a close friend, somebody in the media, a book that you read that you had an aha moment. God put that in your path for a reason. But it comes down to there's doors that only God can open, and you got to have faith in that. You've got to believe in that. And you got to know that's coming. Now, that doesn't mean that you sit around, right? You don't just sit there and wait. You know, I've been praying about it, and God's going to bless me. Well, God may bless you. May those blessings may be delayed. Who knows? I will say this. He expects us to do our part. And that means to make the hard choices, to get educated on how money works. That's why I think stewardship is so very important, because it's the relationship between God, money, and us, and how all that is together. It could be such a messy situation, but it only gets messy when we take God off the throne of that and we put the priority on money. So what do you do if you are a part of these statistics? Well, I'll start. I'm just looking at the time. Unfortunately, it's winding down. Just when I get started. Well, we're going to, probably not tomorrow, because I think Dan Pillow's coming on Thursday. We're going to continue this discussion because I just think it's so very important. But it comes down to, there's two answers. And I think you probably know what I'm going to say. If there is a plan in place, we're going to go down one road. If there's not a plan in place, we're going to go down another. And it really does come down to that, the importance of having a plan. And I think that you'll be able to see in real time how the importance of this and that you've got a plan that can take you to where you need to be. I'm such a big advocate of having a game plan, and so very few people have it. But if you can just trust me on this, I think that you'll see it's essential and how God can use that process to really get you where He wants you to be. So I'm gonna save it for Thursday, and we're going to talk more about this. In the meantime, go to the website if you got questions. I want to hear them, and I'm going to talk to you. That's at prudentmoney.com. Send those questions in, because we are all out of time. Till we do meet again next time, keep the faith and have a great rest of the day.
That's all the time we have for today. Questions or comments for Bob, or to find out more great information like what you've just heard, visit www.prudentmoney.com. Be sure to join Bob Brooks again for the next edition of Prudent Money.